actually wrote it really, it's late at night. It's like, I think it was like 10 o'clock. I've been in the studio for a long time. And I love the analogy of fishing for songwriting. You know, you can get your boat in the right place. You can put some fresh bait on your rod. You can get some fancy new line, fancy rod. Cast your rod out to what you think is the right spot. But ultimately, mainly pull out weeds and garbage and tires. And I'd spent all day basically pulling out garbage and tires at that point. And then I was like, all right, let's cast it out one more time. And cast the rod out, and this one just, like, it jumped in the boat. The fish jumped in the boat. It just happened. I picked up a guitar. I was like, it wasn't even thinking, which is actually when the best songs often come out. I was just not thinking. I was like, fine, let's put one more thing together. Play the chords and started singing. And it just, the whole thing came out in about 7 minutes, the chords and the vocal line. Right. I have that raw recording. And then I started adding drums and synths. And after about an hour, you basically hear what the song is. That never happens to me. Normally it takes me quite some time. And then I showed it to the band 6 months later. I remember kind of dismissing it, not really liking it, and left it alone for 6 months. And then I think I was going to LA to show some songs to a big pop artist looking for songs, and I was kind of trawling through the depths of my song folder, and right. I stumbled across this one. I pitched it, and they didn't like it. Well, they took it. They took it, but then they didn't record it in the end, which was actually ended up being great because I kind of rediscovered it and showed it to the band, and they were like, "Oh, we actually really like this." They sort of added a couple little synths here and there, but very much what you hear is the demo in this one.